The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on Red State Talk Radio, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this morning. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio, you want to watch the video portion of the radio show. That's right. You can see the face that's made for radio. Over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There you're going to see two videos at the top of the page. One on the left side is Bradley's show from the previous day. So if you missed that, you want to catch it, you can do so up until 3 p.m. Eastern, at which time he'll be live in that area right there. Right side of the page is where we're at. Of course, you guys watching by way of video, you already know I wasn't lying to you. We are live now, but this is pre-recorded. And so you can click on the play button there. It'll look a little different if you head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com than it does on screen now. Do that. Blow it up on whatever device you got. Look for the Rumble icon, bottom right-hand corner, and then click that and join us in the chat on Rumble. We always have a lot of friends over there in the morning, so good morning to you guys. And then while you're over there, please subscribe to the channel, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. And then we're also live on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page over there. Back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, right up under where we're streaming live is where you can sign up for our email newsletter. Please do that. It goes out late afternoon, early evening, every day. That includes all the articles we have at sonsoflibertymedia.com for the day, including the morning show archive. So if you're looking for links and videos and docs whenever we do a show, that's where you're going to find them. They're all going to be in there, everything that we reference, just so you can utilize them. Because I don't know about you, but I have a problem when somebody's telling me a whole bunch of information and all of a sudden there's some stuff that I haven't heard before and there's documentation with it, and then I can't find where the document is. That's frustrating to me. And I will go and look stuff up myself, but I try to make this as simple as possible for the people that we do show it. That way you can utilize it. You can share it with your friends. You can let people who are not aware of some of the things that we show you and play for you on the Sons of Liberty so that you can help other people understand what exactly is taking place too. One more thing before we get to our guest this morning. This is Bradley's latest book. Now, he finished this right after Soldier of the Cross, which is still available in our store, $10. And we also have a bundle for the Soldier of the Cross. I think it starts at $34. That's the book, that's a shirt in your size, t-shirt in your size, and one of the Sons of Liberty dog tags in the color of your choice, silver or black. That starts at $34. This one is a new book. All the prophets were pointing to the front. And I have not gotten to read this book yet, considering the first one that Bradley did, it was really good. The information was good there. For anybody who's interested in really wanting to know what is this Christian thing? What is faith in Jesus Christ? What does it produce? If you really want to know it, don't go to your mega church. In fact, don't even go to some of your churches that are around. Get this book and you'll find out exactly, or just read the Bible. You'll get it yourself if you read it in context. But this book will put it before you that when you come into Christ, you come into a battle. You come into a war. And the biggest enemy that you have is yourself and your sin. And you got to mortify the deeds of the flesh. That's number one. And then you begin to make that external. You begin to influence other people over the sins that are taking place and call people to repentance. That's what real Christianity is. Christianity is not your best life now, although you may enjoy it. You may be a person that just enjoys loving God and loving people as we should be. Isn't that what our catechism teaches? Our chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him. So you may enjoy, and in fact, we're called to enjoy the persecution that comes with following Christ. Christ says when they're cursing you, you pray for them, and then He says you leap for joy and rejoice that you're counted worthy to suffer other things that you're suffering. So you want to pick this one up. All the profits were pointing to the front. $10. That's in our store. You can get there by way of sonsoflibertymedia.com, the menu at the top, or by going directly to thesonsofliberty.squarespace.com. Don't forget the in front of that, thesonsofliberty.squarespace.com. All right. We've got a special guest on. He's been joining us once a month now since I think it was on the end of August or September or something. And we've covered a lot of topics, but they center around the issue of cancer and, of course, apricot seeds. And one of the things that we're going to talk about today is a book that turns 50 years old this, well, it's the 50th anniversary. The book doesn't turn that old. But it's 50 years old. And when it came out, we're going to hear about, you know, what its impact was then. But now my understanding is more people are grabbing this book. It's really a, it's a salvo that's been fired at Big Pharma 50 years ago, and now it's having its impact. Let's put it that way, if you can pick it up that way. And that came from our friend G. Edward Griffin, and his book is called A World Without Cancer. I'm just going to show you can find it in different formats, different covers. I've got the Audible version, and I've got a PDF. But this is the book here, A World Without Cancer. And as soon as they get them in over there at vitaminb17.com, they're going to be available for you guys to pick up and to take a look at. And so to hear help talk about this book that has this tremendous impact is my friend John Richardson from vitaminb17foryou.com. Good to see you, John.
Good to see you, Tim. It's always fantastic. I like I said, I consider you a friend. Anytime we can spread the word of the magical word of B17 and Laetril and its effect on the C word, it's a great day for me. So I appreciate you, always appreciate you doing this, and both of our loves for God and our commitment to Christianity also helps drive us both in the same path.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Now you had, let's, before we get to the book here, just so people understand, because Kate was on Saturday, and previously she had to go and, I don't know, lack of a better term, rescue her daughter from being murdered in the hospital. Her daughter was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma B. And so Kate instructed them what not to give her and what to give her. And she comes back and finds out they're just ignoring what she said, and they're actually poisoning her daughter. So she gets her out. She said, hey, I got in touch with John. We've got supplements coming. We got apricot seeds coming. She said you even have like an IV or something that she's able to get, and actually put it in intravenously. Can you tell us how all that stuff works there without giving away too much as to what's going on with her daughter? I let her try to do that, but you were a guy influencing a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. I've never said I am. I don't try to be one. Kate is a nurse, and so she's much smarter about the human body than I am. She's taught me some things, but I'm probably the premier expert on the industry of apricots and apricot seeds. Over the weekend, I was sharing with you before we got on, but I found a catalog from 1998 from the Apricot Producers of California. That's how far back, you know, the chairman's message and
wow,
the different varieties of apricots, and you know, that's how far back we go. And you know, when you're in the midst of this history, you kind of forget it sometimes. So it's really exciting when I find a piece of history that I can share with people. And so to talk about Kate, the things that we offer, we don't look at B17 or Laetril as anything but a food supplement that helps your body's immune system fight off many things, but mainly the C word. As much exactly, so your audience understands it, and if I'm a broken record, please forgive me. But just like vitamin C has wiped out scurvy, 300 years ago, many people died debilitating, horrible deaths of scurvy. But they knew that the elites knew that vitamin C would prevent that. So it never happened to them. finally, they allowed the peons, the little people, to have vitamin C on ships. And Kate will tell you that the fact that they gave them limes on the ships was why they called English seamen limeys. And so that's kind of a funny story. But
interesting.
But that wiped out scurvy, which really tore the body apart. The body would become crumpled, and bones would bend, and spines would fuse, all because people didn't have fresh fruit, citrus fruit especially, so they had vitamin C. We believe and know that it's the same thing with B17. Now, if you allowed the scurvy to get to such a level that your bones were crooked and all those problems, vitamin C would not cure it. It might help you die a less painful death, but it's not going to cure at that point. So we kind of look at that the same thing with B17, is we don't want to put it out there as a silver bullet cure. It can't hurt you, but don't let yourself, let many people go, I don't have cancer, so why do I need to worry about getting B17 in my diet? Well, if you want to never worry about it, that's what the different societies that have throughout the world that Ed Griffin wrote about in his book found, that the more nitrilicides, the more vitamin B17, laetril that people had in their natural diet, the lower the incidence of cancer. Our cancer rates have skyrocketed. And over the weekend, I got something from somebody that said the rates are like 100,000% higher, which I couldn't even believe. I shared it with my staff to check you got to fact check that. But it's like cancer rates. Everybody knows somebody's getting cancer. Everybody knows it. So don't wait. Get the B17 in your diet. If you can't afford it from vitaminb17foryou.com, get it from your own grocery shopping. Shop for the right foods at the store, because there is foods with B17 still available at your grocery stores, especially your natural grocers. So you asked me, and I got off track. You asked me about Kate. We do sell the IV version of B17, but we don't sell it on our website. We sell it for people if they contact us, because we don't want to be perceived, again, as we're trying to treat something. But if a doctor is asking for it, we can get that to them. So that the other ways that we have it is in capsule form, in ground up form, in a capsule as the seed, which is the best way for prevention, as far as I'm concerned. And we sell it as a seed meal, the oil pressed out of it, ground up, and put into a seed meal. So we also sell it that way as well.
Yep. I've seen all those things, and that's a good thing. But I was kind of surprised when she said, "Yeah, I got the IV. We got it started." I'm like, "Okay, I didn't see that on the site." So I'm glad that you were able to put that in, so that people who hear this, if you get into a state kind of like what she was in, they may want to reach out to you and say, "Hey, we're gonna treat this a different way than what the doctors are saying. Can we get that?" And then you can let them know pricing and everything. Go ahead.
Right. And this booklet again. Not a doctor, not giving medical advice, but doctors ask about this. We found this from one of our customers. They sent it to us and told us about this. And this book was written in the 1970s, a little booklet, and tells doctors exactly, the mode of action of vitamin B17, routes of administration, guidelines for treatments, clinical routine, dosage schedules, maintenance, on and on and on, with, appendix A through I. And one of the neat things in it is, and this was all readily available in the 70s. They thought they were going to wipe out cancer, but they did such a good job of demonizing it and taking doctors, making them lose their license, things like that, that they kind of wiped out the thought of B17. Most people think, oh, it's been proven ineffective. To the contrary, Tim, the more information I look for and find, the more studies that have proven that it was effective. And I've mentioned to you before the video called, it's called Second Opinion. It's still available on YouTube to this day. If you have to really look for it, Second Opinion, the laetril cover up at the Sloan Kettering Institute, or something like that wording. I should have that down better, but they proved that it actually stops tumors from metastasizing in mice that were grown to grow tumors. And then they covered it up. They covered it up and lied to the public in the 70s. And it's never really rebounded until now. Now people, like you said, are buying this book so much so that we can't keep it in print. So we're trying to get it reprinted. And I wanted to tell you, before I get off this show, I want to tell you a little bit of the reprint schedule inside. That's pretty interesting. So I was talking about this book, and it goes through the different thing. The number one thing that is criteria for evaluation of clinical progress out of the 13 things, the number one thing is decrease of pain. indicated by a decrease in the amount or frequency of the use of narcotics or sedatives. It actually, laetrile therapy, actually in 95% of the cases, my dad said, actually allowed people to decrease their pain so much they could get off of horrible narcotics. Now, if you're a horrible narcotic salesperson, that's not good news. So I know it's kind of laughable for people to understand, but if the number one thing that laetrile therapy does is decrease pain because of the mechanics of it, because of the science behind it, which is also available in books like this that are out of print, which I'm trying to find who owns the copyright to this so I can reprint this book. I found it online, and inside the book, it has a fascinating mechanics of exactly how laetrile therapy works, which Kate knew and explained to me. She taught me how the breakdown of the cyanide and benzaldehyde by rhodanase, which they call the protecting enzyme, it actually turns the cyanide and benzaldehyde into analgesics, things that decrease pain, that relieve pain. And Kate, you know, described that to me. And after being in this industry for 30 years, I had never heard it explained as well as she did. Although I probably read it, I just chose not to remember it until I talked to Kate extensively about 3 or 4 months ago.
Interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of different things that I'm seeing, some with some video and things of what people were using in, you know, at their own education to treat their own cancers. That's what they were doing. They were treating it with a number of things. A lot of them were household items and stuff that they were doing some things with. But this one definitely is one that fits what we talk about here at the Sons of Liberty, because our foundations are the Bible and the Constitution. Now, the Constitution doesn't talk about health, so we're not going there. But we do go to Genesis 1, right in the first chapter there, God tells us those things. And people have heard me read it and read it and read it and read it. But I tell people that until God puts it in their heart, you know, they can hear it with their ears, but until it gets down inside where they start practicing it, that's where the problem comes. So we know that he's given us the herb-bearing plants and seeds to be meat for us. That's to be, you know, our sustenance. That's what he originally gave our fathers. And so the people were relatively healthy. And from what we can tell, they were living 800-900 years, and even after the flood, still 500 something years. So there wasn't any of this processed food. There wasn't the poison being sprayed in the air. There wasn't the poisons in the water. And boy, we're just, I mean, talk about how we have messed things up. We just, if we aren't doing it, we're the ones allowing it to be done to us. We're allowing it to be put in our food, our water, our air, everything, and all those things. So let's go to this book, Griffin's book on Without Cancer, A World Without Cancer, Story of Vitamin B17. One of the things that was fascinating for me to read in there was the Hunzikut and how, you know, that I think he said there was a lady in there that lived like to be 165, or it was ridiculous. And they never had any cancer, and they ate large amounts of these apricot seeds. I'm assuming they ate the apricots as well. And when they would have somebody come visit, the guy was eating them, and he was throwing the pits on the ground, and the guys are looking at him like, what are you doing, man? And they had to show him, and they didn't have any cancer. But then as soon as they introduced processed foods from the West, tell us what happened there, John.
Yeah, as soon as they were found, they were discovered in the early 1900s, and the main difference, besides drinking good water and clean water and clean air and having a lower level of stress, the main difference was that they basically treated the apricot, the fruit, and the seed as their wealth. It was the measure of their wealth, and how many trees they had was their stature in the society. But they used it for everything. The women used the oil for their skin, and so they would say that, you know, women looked younger. They would use the meal after they pressed the oil out. They would use the meal for making baked goods or, you know, breads and things like that. And the average Hunzikut would eat over 200 apricot seeds a day, which in terms of how many milligrams of however many milligrams of amygdalin are in an apricot seed, that's like 8,000 milligrams of if I'm doing my math right, 200 times 20 is 4,000 milligrams of amygdalin. And, you know, if you Google that, if you Google how many apricot seeds should you eat, they say, well, you can die of cyanide poisoning from eating 3. So that's the other big thing that people that hears the word cyanide, and they puts fear into them. So they decide, oh, I don't want to do amygdalin because that's a possibility. It is no possibility. The Hunzikas prove that. I prove it every day. I've already had 10 apricot seeds a day. I'll have 40 by the time the day is over.
Yep.
And we sell thousands and thousands of pounds of apricot seeds. We sold probably 500 pounds over the holiday weekend of apricot seeds. And if we were out there killing people, Tim, as you know, we wouldn't be in business very long. But you specifically said what happened when these people got the westernized diet, their cancer rates went higher. They came down with cancer so ridiculously that they knew that it had to be, you know, diet related. It wasn't just the clean air and the clean water and the low stress. It had to be diet related because they stayed back with their natural diet if they wanted to live. And so the people that were living to be 120, 130, 140 years old, there's all sorts of controversy about that because they say, well, we didn't have birth certificates, official birth certificates. They didn't have birth certificates up in the Hunza area, but they knew from talking to them in their generations, they knew how old they were in general. They had kept track of how many seasons and things like that. And there's plenty of science behind it. But if that was also the only civilization that had a lower cancer rate because they had higher nitrosides, then it also could be considered an anomaly, or maybe it was God just specifically picked these people to live longer. But there's Alaskan Indian tribes that eat the bile duct of caribou that are full of nitrosides from the caribou eating grasses that are full of amygdalin, and they treat that as a delicacy. So they eat that regularly every season, and their cancer rates are extremely low, if at all. And the Mexican diet in Mexico, which has beans and natural brown rice and foods, beef that's raised on grasses that are full of nitrosides, the more poor the diet is in Mexico, the lower their cancer rate. As Mexicans' wealth has gone up and they eat more processed foods or foods that are overcooked, cancer rates go up. So again, there's societies that eat a lot of nitrosides. Yeah. And G. Edward Griffin himself, he'll tell you if you ask him, if you get to interview him, and I'd love to have him be interviewed with you sometime if you wanted to do that. He'll tell you that he's 92. He doesn't know a single person in his life that's regularly ate nitrilocides, amygdalin, in their life and has ever died of cancer. Now, I want to make sure that everybody's hearing that. Doesn't mean that Ed, you know, met somebody in 70 that has stage 4 cancer, started giving the nitrilocides, and they didn't end up dying of cancer still. They might have improved their life. They might have gotten better. But once they've got cancer and they've done chemotherapy and radiation, the rates go down significantly to curing yourself or not dying of cancer. So the rates that I've heard are like, if you're doing chemotherapy, radiation, and nutritional therapy as your last resort, you have about a 14% chance of survival. And Ed calls that miraculous because when they send you home, and when I say survival, that's 7 years past that date of saying you're going to die, is about a 14% success rate. When they send you home to die, typically you die within 45 days or 90 days or some small number like that. So their rate of survival is near zero when they're saying it's time to go home, it's time to die. And I've shared this story with your audience before about the young man who had bone cancer spread to his liver, spleen. He was 6 years old. He is now a 59-year-old crab fisherman in Alaska, still alive and still eating apricot seeds to this day. Still taking amygdalin. And everybody, pretty much the believers in amygdalin like me, take it every day like we do vitamin C. I take my vitamins every morning. And so I practice what I preach. I take my B17, I take my B15, and I take my proenzymes every single day. And if I have a friend that doesn't, I have to eventually have the conversation with them. If you don't believe what I'm saying, you must not think I'm a trustworthy, honest person if you don't do what I'm saying, because I'm showing you a way to not have to die.
That's right.
Of one of the most horrible diseases known to man.
Yeah, and it's not a good way for people to leave the scene, because oftentimes their body is just it's completely drained. They're sick. They're vomiting. They have diarrhea. They have all these kinds of things. Now, not everybody has it the same way. I get that, but the going out process is really bad. Nobody wants to go through that. So here's the thing. In Ed's book, and we've had him on to talk about this before. We've had him on a couple of times on the show, but one specifically to talk about this because I was fascinated with the stuff that I was learning there. One of the things he also learned was, and you were hinting at this earlier, and that is when guys find that, when Big Pharma finds out about B17, when they find out about Laetrile, all this stuff is amygdalin, all this stuff is the same thing, guys. There's no, how do I want to say this? There's no formal official call of B17. That's just what we're referring to it as. No,
called,
no,
called Laetrile. No, it's called amygdalin naturally. That's,
yes.
You can test it at the lab. You can test how many milligrams are in any given, even the seeds and apples we've tested. They have about little apple seeds have about a milligram. And that's why the old fear of cyanide poisoning. Again, if we could spend, we could spend a lot of time on that. I just want to make it clear to people. I have the proof that I am proof and thousands and thousands of people prove that you don't die of cyanide poisoning. It's actually what you need to prevent the cancer from spreading. And that's, it can get you in trouble. So.
Sure.
So
well,
it's
and it's, it seems to me, John, it's an easy sell for the big pharma after they put all these, spy movies out and the guy's got the little capsule and he's foaming at the mouth and it's a quick death. And we know that it doesn't go that fast and it's a lot more horrible than whatever they put on the screen for you. But people see that and they're trained in their mind, cyanide's bad. And if they just hear it and they don't see, look, wait a minute, why is the creator, the one who made all things, why is he putting it in the food? He obviously has a good design for that. I think that's what you're showing. So, Griffin takes the first part and he kind of shows all this study he did. The second part he takes on the politics of cancer and how that became, or I'm going to call it organized crime business. That's the way I see it, from the FDA to the big pharma companies to the politicians who are pimping it. How did he come across that? Who was the conduit for him getting that information and really delving into that?
That's an excellent question. My pride, my loving father, who every day wakes me up and says, "John, you got to tell more people." He is the one that introduced this subject to G. Edward Griffin. G. Edward Griffin was a well-known movie maker, speaker. Probably could have been an amazing actor if he would have wanted to be satanic like the rest of Hollywood. Sorry for anybody who's in Hollywood. There are a few good people still left in there. But so my dad and G. Edward Griffin were on a fishing trip in Oregon together. And my dad brought a briefcase full of studies and reports and things. I wish many of those I had. He had them confiscated and would rebuild it and then get them confiscated again. Again, we've published some of those things at vitaminb174u.com. So you can buy these studies that my dad had from Israel that studied a B17, the effect of on cancer. But my dad brought all this, and Ed just wanted to get away on a fishing trip, and they were buddies. And dad, when he got a hold of something and believed that it was his calling, that God was telling him, you have to tell the world about this, he wouldn't let it stop. So he convinced Ed by the end of that fishing trip to help him prove to the world that using the studies and things like that, why this worked. And why, and then also explain why Big Pharma was coming after my father, why Big Medicine, the AMA, the California Medical Board was calling him a quack, and all that under the fact that he believed he was a physician, that if he knew something worked, he should be able to bring it to his patients. And he regularly told his patients this was not a cure all. This was just God's medicine for our immune system to fight off the C word. And they would try to trap my dad into saying, yeah, I'm trying to cure cancer, I'm treating cancer. No, he would always say he's treating the patient so that they can battle it off, and not treating the symptoms. My dad didn't believe that the symptom of a tumor was the cancer. And that's the hardest thing for people to wrap around, because they've always tried to tell us that the defense mechanism is the cancer. No, the tumor is the defense mechanism that surrounds the cancer. Now, when it starts to metastasize and grow, that's the body's inability to stop it. And that's one of the things that the Sloan Kettering study did, clearly proved that Laetrile was effective in stopping the growth, the movement of the cancer throughout the other organs. 80% of the cases that Dr. Sugimura, again, I mispronounce his name, is Dr. Kanemitsu Sugimura. He did it. He ran the tests like 29 times, and all 29 times he found that approximately 80% of the tumors in these rats that were bred to have their cancers metastasized were stopped. But Sloan Kettering, the powers that be, that institute's fully funded by Big Pharma, didn't like those results, and they threw his reputation out the door by bringing another doctor in that ran the test one more time and found that the mice that were injected with saline were the ones that had the better survival rate than the mice that were injected with the Laetrile.
So, okay, so let's clear that up. This guy did almost 30 tests. Every one of them, it showed that it was reversing metastasizing. It was stopping it.
If they had a tumor in the lungs, it would stop it from moving to the liver 80% of the time.
And then one guy comes in and does one test. I hope people are understanding. Hopefully, you know, a lot of people in our audience are already getting wise and have gained a lot of wisdom and understanding and discernment over the past few years with the COVID stuff. Some people have learned a long time ago with swine flu and with AIDS and with all kinds of stuff, even from when they were little, not to go messing around with pharmaceuticals and stuff, which is great. But that is the point of what they sent this guy in. He didn't even measure up to what the guy who was demonstrating it over. And, you know, the Bible says it's by the witness of two, it's out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Well, if you're doing a study 29 times, that's 29 witnesses to testify to what's going on there, right? I mean, one thing isn't enough to do that.
Well, they also, this doctor didn't have a great reputation when people looked into him, but it's little known that they paid this doctor to come in and do this last study, $1 million. So think about that in early 1970 value. If you would have bought $1 million of the gold and silver in 1972, or $1 million in 1972 was all the money in the world, as far as my dad was concerned. And so, of course,
for sure, you could buy a brand new car for like what, $3,000 or $4,000, if that.
Yes, it was all the money in the world. My dad confided in me once in 1955 when he was starting, getting married and starting our family. He bought a $10,000 life insurance policy. He thought, you know, if I ever die, my family's gonna be taken care of forever. You know, so $10,000 when my dad was starting his medical practice was all the money to him. You know, it doesn't make $1 million today in big pharma. It's nothing. You know, they made billions during the COVID thing.
Sure.
That's I'm gonna have to use that if you don't mind.
Yeah.
But
they call it the COVID 1984.
Right. And so there's a movie out about this. The guy that was there, Ralph Moss, he wrote a book. I have that book someplace. Let's see if I can pull it out. Oh, yeah, here it is. This guy, and your audience may have never heard of Ralph Moss. He was there at Sloan Kettering, and he had a magazine behind the scenes called Second Opinion. And they were angry at Sloan Kettering of whoever was publishing this little leaflet called Second Opinion and really telling people the truth about the studies and Laetrile and not lying to them. He was so horrified by what they were doing with the lies. And G.R. Griffin calls it the genocide of our times, because if Sloan Kettering, at that time, the interest was higher than it's ever been in the early 70s. Doctors were using it all over the place. But when that study came out, it basically shut people down all over the place and allowed, you know, medical boards to take away licenses for doctors that were prescribing, allowed people to try to say it was illegal and outlawed and all that. And it's never been illegalized. It's just been, you can't, as a doctor, call it a treatment for cancer. You can't make lima beans and millet and barley and apricot seeds illegal. Some countries have made apricot seeds illegal because they're, and you know, the socialism that went on with COVID, what happened in countries like Australia and Canada to people is now coming full circle to where people realizing they were out trying to kill people because they knew the results of this COVID vax or jab. Let's call it the
sure.
COVID jab.
Yeah.
So anyway, I digress again. But the only benefit of the COVID program is that people are waking up by the droves, by the millions, people are waking up. And we are, you know, getting so much interest at, you know, our, where we are, what we do, that we can't even keep up. So we're gaining people to help us like you so that you get the information from me and you pass it on to your. Can't stop us. From telling people the truth. So anyway, are you still there, Tim?
Yeah, I'm here. Something happened. I don't know if somebody printed something and we got this deal going on here with, I don't know what the deal is. It trips. Yeah, it's on the thing and I don't even know why it's still up there. Okay, now it's gone. Okay, now it's gone. That's on my end. I think somebody's trying to, when they use the printer, it messes stuff. I don't know why it does it. But anyway, this is the cancer industry. And what? Who is the guy's name here? Because I was looking to see
Ralph
if you had
Moss.
It.
Ralph Moss.
Okay.
And if I was to tell you with Ralph Moss, he only thinks Laetril helps with stopping metastases. Like, he doesn't think that it will prevent, you know, in his opinion, he thinks that they at the Sloan Kettering, they only prove that it stopped tumors from growing and spreading, which again is fine. As long as people know it's not harmful, it's a food substance. What's wrong with giving your body every chance to prevent it from happening? Whether you believe it does prevent it or whether you're like Ralph Moss. You can tell people that he's the premier guy because he doesn't really, he knows the whole cancer industry. He describes many different things that work, and which I believe in too. I don't believe that it's just a silver bullet situation. It's anything that God created that will help us. You know, oxygen helps prevent cancer. High doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E. All the vitamins help your body's immune system prevent you from getting the debilitating disease of cancer and many other diseases. So our mission, and along with you, is to get people to go back to God's given nutrition that we need to prevent disease, and that will allow our immune system to help us battle anything that comes along, including COVID, including whatever the COVID is.
Amen. Amen. Well, the thing that gets me is one of them, you know, we've covered a lot in the shows that we've done with you. And of course, Kate, we've done a couple of shows on obviously cancer, because that's one of the big things that she is sort of an expert on. I mean, in helping people with that. But it's this, people have to get that first. And again, I want to stress to people, this is not a magic bullet. It's like the LifeWay patches. It's like other things that we've had on about different taking care of your body and stuff like that. Yeah, and nobody's saying that people won't get sick every now and then. No, we're not going to say that. But the fact of the matter is, there's ways in which we keep the body in good health, and it's a large measure is what we're putting into it. But then there's once people get that, then there needs to be the understanding of why this stuff isn't so widespread. And again, this is the second part of what Griffin was doing in his book, was the politics of this thing, of this stuff. And so what are some things? We already saw where they, last time you were on, we talked about your father and his, I'm going to call it his ministry, because he was obviously taking care of people there. And he was seeking to make them well, not treat their symptoms. They went after your father. They drug his name through the mud. What other things has big government and big pharma been involved with about hiding real solutions for people's health issues? What are some of the other things that they're doing? What are some of the legislation they've been backing, or some of the things they've been pushing that you're aware of and that Griffin wrote about in his book?
Well, that's a great question, and it all comes down to, because it really is, if you start to look into it, you see the absolute decision every time to make it about financial gain and power over getting people healthy and happy. That's what it comes down to. It's a financial gain situation, and I've spoken to doctors that advise their patients to get chemotherapy and radiation at high cost when they know there's not that much chance of survival, but they do it for them, but it's different for their own family or people that they care about. And that's a sad testament to what's going on in our world right now, because people choose the Ferrari over getting a good night's sleep and feeling moral about what they do. And I can tell you that whenever I advise people to take a natural substance over a pharmaceutical, I always feel good about it. I always know I'm giving them good advice. And even if a pharmaceutical company said to me, John, you know, if you could just tell people, stop doing what you're doing, and here's a couple $1 million, I'd rather not have the money. I'd rather tell the truth. And
yeah, who wants that on their conscience?
And just the end result is the same, because if you're willing to sell your soul for money, you're willing to sell your soul for fame, and you're willing to sell your soul for any other things, and you really are either metaphorically or actually selling your soul. Eternal damnation is the other option. Under chapter 10 in World Without Cancer, Ed Griffin starts out with, the advocates of Laetril therapy have always emphasized that there is no cure as such for cancer, since it is essentially a deficiency disease. One can only speak of prevention or control, but not cure. Among the advocates of orthodox therapies, however, there is no such restraint. Official spokesmen for the cancer industry tell the American public without batting an eyelash that they have proven cures for cancer and that anyone who reports such nostrums as Laetrile is merely wasting valuable time, to which he would be far better off availing himself of these proven cures. What are these cures? They are surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy.
Whoa, they're able to call it cures, huh?
Yes, yes. And that's crazy. And you go in your doctor today, and they'll say the only proven cures are surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. So after the millions and billions and trillions of dollars they've raised and gone through for the last 50 years, this book is 50 years old this year in 2024, there's no better answer for cancer, and the cancer rates have skyrocketed, and people are dying at an absolutely appalling rate. And if I was better prepared, I would have it up to show you the article. Let's see. The article just came out over the weekend.
While you're looking that up, John, I want to ask you like a personal question here. Again, you're not a doctor. Your father was, but you've learned quite a bit in this industry of what you're providing people. What do you got there? I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Tim.
Go ahead.
It says the official CDC data, there's 143,233%. That's 150,000% surge in fatal cancers among vaxxed Americans. Among people that have been vaccinated,
yep,
their cancer rates have gone up not 100%, not 200%, 150,000%. It's unreal. That's from the CDC own data. And that's what's going on right now. And so there's no time like the present for people to get themselves back to God's medicine and be eating the things that they need to be eating to help them survive this battle that we're in.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Amen. No, what I wanted to ask you was, as the apricot seed industry king, so to speak, what has been your experience over the years of people calling in and saying, look, John, I've read the book, I've read Griffin's book, I've read some of these other things, I understand I need to put this in my diet, and I have cancer, I've been diagnosed with cancer, maybe they've done something, maybe they haven't, but they come to you and they say, hey, do you really think this stuff's going to help me? And they get it, and they actually return to you and they say, hey, you know what, my cancer's went in remission, I don't have it anymore, or I feel better with it, or whatever the case may be. How many people have come to you who actually have been diagnosed with it? They've been suffering with it for years or whatever, and then all of a sudden they start putting this in their diet and they see a dramatic change and they get back with you. Do you have some stories you could tell about that?
I literally have thousands of stories. And here's the funny, scary, interesting part is that for the first 25 years of doing this, I didn't save those stories. I almost was afraid to tell people about them because we would have people put that up on our website. They would mention that their cancer went away and this and that. And we would get contacted by the FDA and say that we can't do that. That we're telling people the stories. They would give us their story as a comment. So we would have to go to every one of those comments and say, thank you for your comment. We want to let people know that we're not selling this product as a treatment or diagnosis or prevention for any disease. We don't promote it for that. We don't do that. So I was afraid of those stories. I talked to you about this before, Tim. It was called self-censoring. That's what they do with this information. But since about 2017, when BuzzFeed did this article on me, it was an article you can go out and find yourself right now, where they said they were going to be fair and natural. I mean, fair and non-censoring. They made it exactly the opposite. But it drove 50,000 people to our website to find out more, to find out what's going on, because they said, oh, you could die of poisoning, or this guy went home poisoned. Well, if you read the article that they're trying to prove he died of poisoning, all he did was get his stomach pumped, went back home, continued doing Laetrile and therapy with apricot seeds, and cured his own C word. So even the stories they tried to put in saying that it caused cyanide poisoning, if you read them, they would prove that the guy helped himself. So I came to realize that telling the truth is the most important thing. And I began doing that. I separated from my brother at the time because he was even more afraid of it than ever, because he didn't want me to do it that way, even though I love my brother. And we just separated our businesses. And so I went out really gathering the stories. And so right now we are actually collecting these stories and these tributes and these this information. As a matter of fact, on our website, we've just published for the first time a booklet of 60 days worth of letters that my dad received while he was when he was in court. Just 60 days of letters from his patients that they sent and would talk about all the great benefits they had. But that was from the 70s. So people are like, well, it might have worked in the 70s, but we have so many poisons and things now. Is it working now? So we're actively collecting these stories from our customers and getting their permission to tell these stories, because the Operation World Without Cancer is in full effect. And this year we're going to do our best, along with Ed Griffin, who's said he's behind it 100%, Mickey Willis, who is willing to redo Ed's seminal movie called World Without Cancer, that also is still on YouTube, but stuck at 300,000 views for some reason. It's been stuck at that for 7 years. And I probably tell 300,000 people a year to watch it. But it's cheesy and funny. And Ed will admit he spliced it together to do a presentation in a bookstore in someplace. And it's gained this cult-like following, but it has good information in it still. But we're going to upgrade that to bring it into this century, so people know that it not only worked in the 70s tremendously well, but it also works in the 80s, 90s, 2000s. And as we've said, the stories are coming out beyond belief in 2022, 23, and 24. And you know, specific stories, I don't have one at the top of my mind right now, but I get them every day. If I look at my email inbox, I get them regularly. People that had full-blown C-word and tried everything else and finally went to Laetril and metabolic therapy and went based on the protocol my dad had in his book that we provide free of charge to anybody that wants it. If all I have to do is send an email to contact@rncstore.com, and we'll send them a free email out of the protocol that my dad used, of what he said that doctors are still using to this day in clinics in Mexico, clinics throughout the United States, but they're not calling it a treatment for the C word. They're just saying this is metabolic therapy to help your immune system, to help you fight it off. So the answer to your question is, how many do I get? I've gotten thousands, and now I'm collecting them.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible. In fact, you were making mention of Mexico as well. We have had Dr. Patrick Vickers on the show a couple of times. I'm assuming he's probably a customer of yours. I don't know, but he goes through all of that stuff too, and he's very, very meticulous about, you know, the people that come to him. You know, it's kind of like boot camp. You're not going to like what you get right now, but it's going to be for your good. You're going to eat what we tell you to eat. You're not going to eat what we tell you not to eat. You're going to go through this thing. You're going to do the coffee enemas. You're going to do all this stuff, and you're going to eat healthy, and we're going to help you take care of this thing. So, you know, with that said, you know, he had to go down in Mexico, kind of like Cara Rivera did, leave out of the States, because the organized crime thugs, the organized crime syndicate thugs, come after them, threatening their liberty, their property, their families, all this kind of stuff. And why? They're helping people. It's like Mark Grennan, our friend Mark Grennan and his sons, preaching the gospel. And they simply use chlorine dioxide in a similar way of what you're talking about here, as this is not a silver bullet, but we do know what it does. And so we use those things in there, and then we get people on healthy, you know, all natural organic style diets away from the processed stuff, which is, you know, I don't care what anybody says. If they were to do tests on this, you wouldn't get a guy finding one test where that stuff didn't affect people. It obviously does. And that's just, it's a product of the culture that we've let go the way we've let it go.
Well, the prosecution is the most interesting thing that doctors that have used in the past. Dr. Brzezinski in Houston, Texas, and several doctors they've tried, and even Jason Vail, who was selling it, he was an arm wrestling champion, and he was going out and saying it cures the C word regularly, and he would get in trouble for that. But when they tried to find a single customer or a single patient, they used to bribe patients of my father's. They tried to bribe patients with money to sue my dad or malpractice, and they couldn't get him to do it. People would come call my dad in tears, talking about how they would be trying to do that, and they can't find with Jason Vail a single unsatisfied customer. Even with us, even when someone says, "Well, I ate too many and I got sick to my stomach," we've always had a 100% money back guarantee, and that is explained. The whole upset stomach means your body hasn't gotten used to breaking it down as quickly. And so you might get an upset stomach. It's not cyanide poisoning. You can get an upset stomach if you eat 30 or 40 apricot seeds the first time. So that's why we always recommend starting low, starting at two or three and working your way up. So you don't get that symptom of an upset stomach, which if you've been brainwashed and go to Google, they're going to tell you you're dying of cyanide poisoning. It never happens. It's not the truth. There's not even a single credible case out there that they can say some little girl ate 50 seeds and died of cyanide poisoning. It just hasn't happened because when you look into them, the person didn't exist. They don't have a name. It's just wives' tales that they use to freak people out. Any study that they can show that people died of cyanide poisoning were paid for big money and people lied. And anybody that thinks that they won't lie on a study to preserve their money rolling bank roll. If we had a natural treatment for the C word that no one ever got anymore and wiped out a $1 trillion industry, there's going to be a lot of people angry with us. So we're just doing person to person, ear to ear, you know, mouth to ear, you know, spreading of this news that doesn't allow them to tell the lie in a way that it still does stop people. Still does stop people because they believe that if they get an upset stomach, they're killing themselves with cyanide poisoning. But people are waking up to it in droves. And I keep repeating that. But there is no time like now to launch Operation War Without Cancer.
Amen. Amen. And I think that this is something that I see because I've told the people on the show, what, you know, Bradley even asked me, he says, why do you have all this health stuff? This is where they're attacking us. They're attacking us. You know, the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. That's exactly where they go with everything. All their poisons are either you're taking them in your mouth or they're shooting them directly into your body. And they're telling you, well, this is going to solve the problem. And so they treat a symptom. Maybe you had an upset stomach. Now they've got it where you don't have an upset stomach. Okay, it must work. And then weeks later, you've got the same kind of problem that comes up. Only now it's worse. Now it may add something else to it. And this is always the way the pharmaceuticals work. They fix a symptom, then they mess something else up. So then they got to make a thing. And we saw this with the convids. They gave the shot. And then what did they come out with? They came out with the blood thinners. They came out with the heart medicines, all this stuff. I'm sure they're probably going to have some kind of a cancer shot or a pill or something to do it. And all it's doing is it's not making people healthy. It's just treating symptoms. They're putting Band-Aids on gaping wounds, as it were.
Well, it's all about control. And I repeated myself with this, but it's important for people. Maybe they'll get an aha moment. You can control somebody. I can control you. You can control me, whatever, with money. You're able to do that. Like when I say that, not a moral person so much, but money is a control factor that the deep state or the evil ones or whatever use to control us. But you know what's even more powerful than money to control somebody? And you'll understand this very quickly, and all your audience will, is their health, someone's health. Because I don't care how much money you have, you'll trade it all if you're not feeling well. If you're not well, you'll trade all your money. You're never going to trade your health for money. You're never going to, give up, 10 years of your life for $1 million. What's the point? But you will give up $1 million for 10 more years of your life. And so those are the two main controlling mechanisms that the evil ones and the dark deep state and the people that want to keep us under their thumb and under control, that's their two main mechanisms. Money, the Federal Reserve, the banking system, financing, lending, all that controls people very much. But way above that, way up here, if money's here, way up there is your health. So that's why it's important. And so when anybody asks you, that's their main mechanism of control, and also that control helps them get a lot of money. so it's a vicious cycle between two.
Sure,
yeah,
and it's also the lies that they tell about those things, because the lies they tell, like what you're saying, don't eat this. If you eat three seeds, you're going to die of cyanide poisoning. The lies help control people too, who don't take the time to go find out for themselves whether or not they're telling the truth or not. So that's a big deal, John. We got about 30 seconds here, so. Tell people where they can find out you on your site, what all they can get there. About 20 seconds. Let's go with that. Vitamin B17, the number 4 in the letter U. Tell them what they got.
Vitamin B17 for you. And here's the thing. You can get information. You don't have to buy a single product. You can get information and find it yourself elsewhere. I want to make sure people have the information. I used to only be able to sell the product and not give the information. And I'm just telling what I'm not recommending anything medicine wise. I just want you to get the information, understand it. And then you can get any version of the product you want. And everything's 100% money back guarantee. So there's no risk. And we're spreading the word. And your success Amen. Story will be everyone else's success story.
Amen. John Richardson, we appreciate you very much. Thank you for joining us. Catch Bradley at 3. VitaminB17 for you.com is where you can find it. And we'll see you in the morning. Lord willing, 6 a.m. bright and early. Talk to you then.